This year, we're taking the music to a whole new level with 128 kbps. With Pinoy Radio, there's nothing like good music.
Pinoy Radio, love Filipino music. Alas 7 na ng gabi at alas 10 naman dyan sa New York and in Toronto at lalo na sa Montreal, yung ating target destination ngayong weekend. At lost and found po mga kaibigan, yung ating hinahanap na MCB and TV family. Meron tayong live report mula po naman sa naghihintay, Miss Tenny D. Hello!
Hi, good evening. It's 10 o'clock here in Montreal. At inaantay na yung grupo, wala pa.
My goodness.
Na. Baka ano? Na silang stop over.
Baka na-encanto. Baliktarin yung mga damit.
Ang alam ko nga eh, parang nagpo-food trip lang sila eh. Kanina pa sila actually nag-meet, mga 4 o'clock. And then as of now, yeah, we're still waiting for the group. But of course, we're happy to receive the production team of MCBN. I think some of them, that's their first time to come here. Kagaya nila ni Tin and si Patrick. And then of course, yung si Ate Lot. And baby ni Nivon.
Yes.
Martin Fry.
Okay. So, ano yung pwede natin, anong pwede lang gawin? Balik ta rin yung mga damit, baka naengkanto. Pangalawa, ano pa? Recharge yung GPS.
Ito sabihin ko, bilisan nilang pumunta dito. Parang back and forth ko rin sa Toronto eh. 5 hours lang from Montreal to Toronto actually.
Wag mo namang ipareho sa'yo kasi ikaw, veterana na sa back and forth from Montreal to Toronto, di ba?
Okay, masyado akong pinapagod ng production eh.
Oh.
So yeah, we're really happy to meet them here and especially we're missing the Pinoy Radio team dyan sa California and ikaw yun.
Ako lang naman nag-iisa. Eh, sino ba naman ako para hindi kayo matuloy, no? Okay. So, ano ba yung main course na talagang I was trying to picture out kung ano yung niluluto mo at may lumabas ng picture na may gata, no? May nag-request. Extra anghang daw. Pakilagyan.
Oh, syempre, Brian, karamihan mga Bicolano, so we're aiming for the Bicol Express. And then tomorrow, the group will be heading at the restaurant and then a tour around downtown Montreal.
Diyos ko naman, magre-restaurant lang pala kayo, layo-layo.
Oh, yun na, sabi ko nga sa'yo, pupunta sila ng Montreal just to eat.
Ano ba specialty sa Montreal?
Specialty, there's a lot. The poutine, alam mo ba yung poutine, yung fries na...
Poutine queso?
Yeah. Poutine queso. They put cheese on top and then gravy and then what else? Masarap ang bagel dito. That's gonna be their breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And smoked meat, pwede rin na dalhin ko sila dito. Pero ang hingi nila... Mamaya pagdating nila is syempre midnight hindi atayan snack eh. Ano bang tawag mo diyan? Midnight dinner? Late dinner? And then syempre some booze.
Oy, kainin na. Pwede nilang kainin lahat. Wag lang lunch ha.
malay mo yung iba diyan.
Kumain na kayo ng kahit ano, wag lang lunch, okay?
Bakit ba? Ano na sa lunch?
Brunch na lang para tipid.
Brunch
para tipid, ha? Okay.
Yeah, anytime of the day, laging brunch ang handa.
Okay, ano ba to? Ano ba tong sabi ni Ryan Pepper? Bicol Express salad daw, Ma Montreal and Sal Montreal.
No, kasi it started when we had you were there in Toronto,
mm-hmm.
Diba? And then it was color pink, the Bicol Express. So kala ni Joey fruit salad ang dadalhin ng taga Montreal. So it started like that. Pero Bicol Express.
Di kaya si Joey Apple ang dapat may dala para sa Montreal, di ba?
That's it. Hindi ko alam kung ano mga dala nila, baka sarili lang.
Oo nga eh, mukhang parang extra shirt lang for tomorrow.
extra shirt, extra pampagwapo niya.